How do we learn to love? How does a person learn to love? What is love? Is it possible for a child brought up in a family that does not love, but rather in a family raised up in a spirit of competition with one another, or in a family where acceptance is meted out based on merit, based on what a person has accomplished? Can a person growing up in that kind of environment, in that kind of family, really know how to love? Is love a natural part of human nature, or is it something that is learned? When I speak of love, and I think when the Bible speaks of love, it's not merely some kind of mental knowledge, nor is it an emotion. I think at least one of the definitions of love, according to the Bible, is giving of one's self to something or someone. So can someone who is brought up in an environment of competition, an environment of acceptance as a reward, learn to love? I think the answer is yes. Person will love, but love what is the question. For some, love of money. Money is a great way to purchase acceptance. It's a great way to purchase, quote, love. Or perhaps a love of self. The person is given everything he or she wants, but without the actual acceptance. He or she might learn to only trust in himself, and in turn love only himself or herself. Or perhaps love of popularity. Now the airwaves today are full of television shows that promote popularity. Well, actually, it combines both competition and popularity. You know, it's the struggle to be number one, and if you're number one, then you must be popular, and you get the rewards of being popular. To love as God loves, well, that can only be learned within an environment that shows, that demonstrates that kind of love. A love that is giving of oneself to someone else, rather than a love that seeks to get. And we read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we love because He loved us first. See, the truth of where love comes from and how love is learned is written here by John. We love because He loved us first. It's interesting that John doesn't state what the object of our love is in this verse. Some manuscripts and some translations based on those manuscripts have read in the past, we love Him because He loved us first, but the best manuscripts omit the object of our love altogether. It simply says, we love, and then it's kind of like a blank there for us to fill in. We love. We love what? Fill in the blank. Because He loved us first. It could be, we love Him. We love God because He loved us first. Or, we love fellow Christians because He loved us first. We love all peoples of this world because He loved us first. That kind of love is not natural to us. It's not natural to human beings. It has to be learned. And it's learned by belonging to a family. And this next section, next few verses of 1 John, is all about that kind of family. Verse 20, John continues, if anyone says, I love God, and yet hates his fellow Christian, he is a liar, because the one who does not love his fellow Christian, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. Well, that's an interesting verse, because what John is saying is, at least John seems to be saying, is that it is impossible to love God, or keep on loving God, is actually the verb tense there in this verse. No, a person cannot keep on loving God if he or she does not keep on loving others, specifically fellow Christians. If a person cannot love those he can see, he cannot love a God who cannot be seen. If a person cannot love people who bear the image of the invisible God, then they cannot love the God who is the perfect image that is reproduced in fellow believers. And then John continues. He reinforces what he just wrote. And the commandment we have from Him, from God, is this: that the one who loves God should love his fellow Christian too. So basically saying the same thing. To love God is to love one another. And then John goes into, in chapter 5, verse 1, the family image on which this love is seen. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been fathered by God. And everyone who loves the Father loves the child fathered by Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, whenever we love God and obey His commandments. This whole idea of love comes from a family setting. Because God loves us, we know what love is. And because when we have accepted Jesus as the Christ, as the Savior, as the Messiah, the Anointed One, we become children of God. We love those who are also members of the family, member of God's family. Belonging and acceptance is not based upon some legal standing, legal change, legal proclamation, but rather based upon family relationships. Now, even in our imperfect families that we do have, even as imperfect parents, we accept our children, at least, you know, in the better families, I hope, we accept our children not based upon what they do or what the law demands, but rather simply on who they are. And, you know, there's this thing called sibling rivalry. It's present everywhere. But, you know, in most families, even though they may disagree from time to time, siblings are siblings. They love one another. Not because mom and dad say you have to love them, but because they're part of a family. You know, family relationships, there's something about family relationships. Children learn something about relating with one another, not from being preached at, but rather from simply living in that environment. In this environment of the Christian family, of God's family, is supposed to be like that. Now, yes, there's the commandment that Jesus gives. Well, that we're supposed to love one another, but in the ideal case, it's not supposed to be something where we grit our teeth and say, well, I don't like you, but I have to love you, so I'm going to love you. No, it's supposed to come naturally. I think this is what chapter 5, verse 1 is saying. It's saying that everyone who loves the Father loves the child fathered by Him. It's simply a natural result of being in a family. We love one another. in verse 2 again. By this we know that we love the children of God, whenever we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, John further clarifies. And actually he goes, looks at what he just said in a different way, but really the same thing. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. Once again, in the verb tense here is what's called the present active indicative, which means it's an ongoing action without end. There's no stopping point. For this is the love of God, that we keep on keeping His commandments. Well, that's the sense. We keep on loving, and we keep on keeping. And what is His commandment? What are the commandments that John is talking about here? It seems the best interpretation is to look at the context. Look at the entire letter, and what is John saying over and over again? Love one another. That's the primary commandment that John is, I think, referring to. But related to that is another commandment, to believe in Jesus Christ. So there are the two, to believe Jesus Christ and to love one another. And then John makes an interesting statement, continuing in verse 16. And His commandments do not weigh us down, because everyone who has been fathered by God conquers the world. What's interesting to note here is that it doesn't say anything about us doing anything in order to conquer the world. But rather, once again, it's based on position, who we are. Who we are in relationship to God that conquers the world. And children of God naturally obey God's commandments because they have conquered the world, because they are children of God. And John continues in the second half of verse 4, this is the conquering power that has conquered the world, our faith. Faith, as I put this all together here, is not some abstract concept, but rather, faith is a relationship. Faith is a relationship with the Father. Faith is trust in the Father. Faith is trust in the love of the Father. How many children, at least in this part of the world, worry about where their next meal is going to come from? Worry about what they're going to wear? Worry about where they're going to live? not too many. Trust frees a person to love. See, children who are constantly worried about hunger, about shelter, about clothing, I don't think it's possible for them to really love. Love in the self-giving kind of way. Not only do they not have the environment, the relationships from which they can learn that kind of love, but their immediate environment surrounding them is hostile to that kind of love. Self-survival is what is at the top of their minds. And in self-survival, you don't give things away. The way of this world is self-survival. Who can get to the top and stay there the longest? Christians conquer that sort of idea. Through our trust in the love of God, through our trust that God will take care of us, we are no longer slaves to self-survival. And because we are no longer slaves to self-survival, it frees us to love in the way that God loves. It frees us to give in the way God gives. And when it frees us in that way, it's no longer, we don't think about having to love, having to give, having to, quote, sacrifice. Because all of that comes as a natural part of our lives. So, this morning, wants to encourage us, each one of us, to learn to trust our Father. To accept the love that our Father is continuing to pour out on each one of us. Because we can love others only as much as we've been loved. I think of a family who used to take in foster kids, foster boys, teenage foster boys. And these boys didn't know how to love. In fact, they were suspicious of it. They would fight love because it was so foreign to them. And I suppose by nature, each one of us is kind of like that. We fight God's love because it is so foreign to us. We expect to receive something as a reward for something we've done. We don't expect to receive something for nothing. But that's what God is offering us. know, these boys, whenever things would start to go right in their lives, they would sabotage themselves. Because they were entering something that felt so unfamiliar that they were actually afraid of where it might go. So they would do something that would land them back in prison. It was sad to see. But at the same time now, looking at it, maybe it's not so different from some of us, maybe all of us, and what we do to ourselves from time to time, or maybe often. So I pray that we would learn to be loved by God, and that we would have the desire, as well as the wisdom, to make choices that continue to allow God to love us in the way that He longs to love us. It's my prayer this morning.